Welcome back. Joining me now, Chillicothe coach Tim Cool, as Chillicothe picks up the win over Smithville. And I can't say your team played all that bad in the first quarter, but a little sluggish coming out, but they settled down and had a tremendous second quarter, and that run from the middle of the first into the second was really the key.
Yeah, I thought, you know, that first quarter we were on pace to give up 65 points, you know, and that's not gonna do it for us. So our guys, to their credit, played three really good quarters of defense. They fixed some things out there. They played with some more urgency, and Smithville really attacks. They're very aggressive, and they were going downhill toward the basket. We made some adjustments, our guys were moving their feet, getting better angles, but we really competed for three quarters, and I was proud. You know, these MEC games aren't always very pretty, but I tell you, we were pretty effective. A 15-point win over that team is solid, and I thought our guys adjusted and played really well for those final three.
Nine got into the game. Eight of them scored, led by Wesley Bransgard with 14. I know he's probably kind of upset with how that Maryville game and his shooting, so it's nice to see him put that one away and get back on track like he's able to.
Well, we have so much confidence in Wes. I mean, I'm really thankful that he's continuing. He's just got to keep playing. You know, he is a really good basketball player, and we have all the confidence in the world in him. So I'm just excited for him because he comes out here every day and works at it and works at it and works at it. And I tell you, even when he's not scoring, the guy he's guarding isn't scoring either, because he's a multidimensional type player. He plays great defense. You know, tonight he had six or seven rebounds, a few assists, and guarded the heck out of his guy. So he does a lot of things for us. But we have a bunch of guys who are playing really well. I thought our bench was really good tonight. John Burke, Isaiah Boone, C.J. Paff, Hayden Montgomery. I thought those guys all came in and really helped us. Not just filled a gap, but really helped us when they were on the floor.
Your bench scored 19 points and outscored Smithville's bench. You outscored them 19-6, so that's pretty good bench play. And, you know, like I said, you have some talent down there. So I have to say you're probably pretty happy with how this one turned out. And I know next up is Benton, and I know they're a lot better than they were the first time you all played them.
Oh, they're way better. They're getting better every day. And it's going to be a similar type game as far as they're going to really come out and guard very aggressively. Their defense will be man-to-man and not this trapping zone, but they're going to be very aggressive. They're going to be out in the passing lanes, you know, trying to get up and really pressure the ball. So our guys are going to have to be strong with the ball, and they're going to have to make good decisions. But I think, you know, I'm confident that we'll be okay there. We'll just have to really play great defense again. That's kind of what we have to hang our hat on, is we've got to guard all four quarters, and our offense should be fine. You know, we just move the ball, and we've got enough weapons around the floor that we can make baskets. We've just got to guard them. And again, tonight, you know, we held a good team under 50, and so that's really important for us. But, again, I thought our guys just played so well together. And when you get contribution off the bench, I thought John Burke came in and controlled the game for that second quarter. I think he had 9 points and 9 rebounds for the game, and came in and just did a lot of good things. So I'm excited for our guys. I love to watch them compete. And when we're focused, you know, we can be pretty good.
Burke had, of course, he's 6'7", but even for being 6'7", he has got a huge wingspan and can be a tough target to shoot over or shoot around.
You know, he can test stuff really well, and it just changes things, you know. And when even shots that are, you know, 5 or 6 feet away from him, they're still having to alter their shot to get it up over him. So he doesn't always block the shot, but he a lot of times will alter that shot, and that changes everything on that release and the angle and how, you know, the arc that they have to put on the ball. So he changes a lot of things in there, and then if they miss it, then he's going to go rebound it. I thought it was kind of funny. We had a play down there in the first, maybe the second quarter, that ball came off, and Walker and John were both going for it, and John kind of knocked it out of there and knocked it out of bounds, and I was fine with that. I want John to take it away from everybody, you know, and if he's going in there aggressively to rebound, that's what I'm looking for. So I hope he continues to do that.
All right. Coach, congratulations to you and the team on the win.
All right. Thank you, Randy.